100 years ago, the great skua was nearly extinct. Ironically, the large brown gull was saved by wasteful fishing fleets that threw mountains of unsellable fish back into the sea, providing a feast for the birds. But a study published today in Nature magazine says the skua are creating ecological problems now that the feast is ending. As NPR's John Nielsen reports, this study shows how hard it can be to separate the natural and man-made worlds.
When fishing trawlers plowing back and forth through the North Atlantic stop to pull their nets up out of the water, thousands of seabirds turn up out of nowhere. Tony Delernia, director of marine technology at Kingsborough Community College in New York, says the sight is both fantastic and familiar.
Go to the park and drop a grain of corn, and next thing you know, you'll be surrounded by pigeons. Not much different.
When fish that can't be sold are thrown back into the water, a feeding frenzy begins, with diving birds crashing into each other and fish being stolen out of beaks. A big brown bully of a gull almost always won these food fights. Stephen Boitier, a fisheries expert at Queen's University in Glasgow, says the great skua is one of the most aggressive gulls he's ever seen.
I've seen them literally just land on the back of other birds and just push them out of the way, so they can just get straight into whatever choice discard was there. So they don't stand on ceremony, they're pretty ungracious.
Boitier's part of a team of biologists who've picked apart more than 25 years' worth of skua pellets and droppings, concluding that for decades now this species has depended almost exclusively on the fish thrown off the backs of enormous factory trawlers. But now that free lunch is ending, thanks to limits on fishing and bycatch. The problem is that the birds have adjusted by making a troublesome dietary change. Now they eat smaller seabirds. Boitier says the skua diet now includes the Atlantic puffin, the black-legged kittiwake, the northern fulmar, and the European storm petrel. Great skua have long eaten other birds, but never to this degree, he says.
While these species are not particularly endangered or rare, if we start seeing some marked declines, then we have to maybe be a little bit concerned about the future for some of these birds.
Spokesmen for the fishing industry say this study proves the need to implement new regulations slowly so that unexpected side effects can be headed off. Boitier and his colleagues say it's time to give the skua something else to eat by limiting fishing for species that are among their old favorites, like the sand eel. But Tunde Agardi, the executive director of the nonprofit group Sound Seas, says this is but one of the many ecosystem problems caused by massive overfishing.
The biomass is shifting to either very patchily distributed species, so things that are hard for predators to find, or else shifting actually downwards, physically downwards in the water column, so also impossible for things like seabirds to get a hold of.
Agardi thinks unusual predator-prey relationships could become more common if international fishing fleets keep getting bigger. In Alaska, for example, orca may be having a harder time finding salmon. Agardi says they've begun eating critically endangered Steller sea lions instead. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.